On the Love of Our Neighbor. The love of our neighbor is the fulfillment of the law. Romans 13:8. In reference to this commandment, St. Bernardine of Siena remarks that we should love our neighbor with a genuine affection and not in the same way as we love things necessary or useful, such as bread, a house, and other things which are for our use and for our amusement. These we do not love as ourselves, but for ourselves. St. John Chrysostom says that when the Son of God gave us the best of prayers, he did not intend that we should say, "My Father," but "Our Father." Inasmuch as we have a common Father in heaven, we should consider all men as our brethren, and that in this way we should love each other with a mutual love, with a love stronger in grace than in nature, as we have all an equal right to a vocation to a supernatural life, the same hope of a heavenly reward. "How sweet is this command," exclaims the saintly Jesuit Père de la Colombière. "Does it not appear to be worthy of the goodness and wisdom of God? Is it not reasonable that men who are endowed with one and the same nature, who have one and the same Father in heaven, who are obliged to live in society, who are all fellow travelers, and who ought to meet again in heaven, is it not reasonable," says he, "that we should love one another here below, and should help one another in the same degree as we would wish to be helped ourselves?" The love of our neighbor may be placed in the same category as the love we owe to God. All who say, "Lord, Lord," that is to say, all who say that they love God, shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Good works and proofs of that love are requisite. He alone will enter the kingdom of heaven who does the will of my Father. The same may be said of the love of our neighbor. We must show it by solid proofs. As a Christian, you are expressly to love your neighbor. Therefore, it is certain that you will best show your affection by tendering all the help that it may be in your power to give him. The love of our neighbor, says St. Paul, is a debt which is not discharged in the ordinary way. That is to say, a debt once paid is paid once for all. This is what St. Paul means. We are always beholden in the love we are obliged to have for one another. The more you pay in love and charity, the more you will owe, says St. Augustine. St. Fulgentius says, "He who does not believe that he has aught to pay to his neighbor, as if he had discharged the debt, ought rather to weep for himself as being without charity." Do not believe that when you have forgiven your brother, you have canceled the obligation, and that you have already given sufficient proofs of your love. We are ever indebted to our brethren on occasion of the mutual bond there is between you and them. We are members of the same body, and if charity be not in our hearts, we renounce this bond, and being no longer united with our neighbor, we have no claim on the love of Jesus, our model and master. St. John Chrysostom says in his homilies on St. Matthew, "One loves because he is loved, another because he is honored, another because he thinks that it will be of service to him. But alas, how seldom it is that you meet with a person who loves his brother as he ought for the sake of Jesus. Nearly all friends are allied by the bonds of an affection which is of the world and worldly." St. Bernard says that he who does not love God cannot love his neighbor with a sincere affection. God, therefore, must be our first love, in order that we may be able to love our neighbor in God and for God. St. Philip Neri tells us that in dealing with our neighbor, we must assume as much pleasantness of manner as we can, and by this affability win him to the way of virtue.